I am delighted to be joined. I've been wanting to say this all week. I'm delighted to be joined from behind the back page by Patrick Donoghue. Patrick, good afternoon and welcome.
Hi, Donoghue. How are you today? How are things?
I suppose the same question as without everybody else. Tell me how you started with Near FM and how long you're here.
Yeah, it was December 2017. I did the training course, Donoghue. So I absolutely loved the training course and what I loved about it. I think, indeed yourself, Donoghue, I think you might have doubt whether you gave one of the talks. What I loved about the training course was that it was very very practical. Like after we had a kind of a talk or whatever, we went out to the studio. So I put a proposal to the station soon after. So it was April 2018. I put a proposal just to do a 30-minute sports show. So basically, I've been here since then.
And thoroughly enjoying it, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's a great experience. You know, it's I mentioned there the training. It's just you learn everything. Like I remember the first couple of weeks, Tony, I was like a rabbit in the headlights. I just didn't know what I was asked, and it was just great. Like there's great people in the station, as you probably know, Tony. Like with people that are listening in, we hear the end product, you know, but there's so much good work done behind the scenes. You know, the guys, like I remember, it was Paul Brazil who did a great job helping me in the first couple of weeks, Gary Cowan. So just loads of really, really good, great people at the station. So, yeah, I love it. Like, it's a sports show that I do, Donoghue. And you just in doing the show, you talk to such a diverse amount of people. And there's great, great people doing amazing things. So that's the idea behind the show. It's basically a sports show, but I kind of, Fergus, as you know, Donoghue, he does a great job at the Saturday sports show and the Sunday show. So I try and do the kind of stories, that's the reason I gave it the name Beyond the Back Page, kind of stories that we mightn't hear, different stories. So that's basically the idea of the show. But yeah, in answer to your question, loving the experience, loving, you know, just chatting to the various, there's great, great people, as I said before, involved at the station. So yeah, it's a brilliant and really, really educational experience.
Yeah, and I mean, it's a point I have made, and I'm hoarse from making it at this stage, Patrick, is that, I mean, what we do here would stand up to what's done by a lot of the bigger stations. It would certainly stand up to it, and better, I would suggest, than more of them. And if people listening only knew the differences in budgets that we operate on, I mean, that we operate on compared to, we'll say, some of the bigger radio stations and national broadcasters, etc., not naming anybody off the top of my head. But if you saw the difference in the budgets, and when you compare the output from both, we would stand up to, and as I said, in most cases, better what they are doing.
Yeah, and from just talking to the various different presenters, I don't get in and about. I usually record my show in the evening time, but just talking, it's kind of like ships in the night. You chat to someone that's about to record their show. What I feel just from talking to people, I totally agree with you there, Donoghue, even but what I love about just when you're chatting to the different people involved in the show, they're so passionate, they love what they're doing. And you know, even I'm thinking from my training course that we did, I think there was two people that went on. Bernie went on to do a history program, which is excellent, really, really. And Andrea does the Social Fabric, I think that broadcasts on Monday. But yeah, you're dead right. Like, and you know, anyone listening in, just stick on any of the stations on. There's loads and loads of podcasts on the Near FM page. There's really, really great quality there across the station, like, and great diversity. So yeah, no, you're dead right there, Donoghue. I 100% agree with you there.
And do you think as well, Patrick, because it's something I often thought about sitting here, and like, I won't say that I'm a a student of humanity or anything like that, or people, but you know, there's nobody here in management that tries to mould a person. They take them on face value and they let them project their personality over the airwaves. They don't say, well, now, you know, you have to approach this. Well, of course, they'll give you the guidelines and the legal requirements that you have to operate within. But, and it's something, and it's actually, it's our station manager, Sally Galliano, that I remember saying many years ago, that the transatlantic accent wouldn't really be encouraged in community radio stations. They like the genuine person to come across and to continue when they're on air as the same person they are off air.
Yeah, I think so, because even it's great to hear, just talking to you, Donny, you're a good old Cork man, and it's great to see the diverse voices. Like, we've, within the station, there's people doing ethnic programs, there's people doing Polish programs, and it's just variety is the spice of life. So, yeah, no, I do agree with you there. Like, and like, when what I loved, my show airs every Thursday, and I'm given a free hand. Now, it's not saying I do whatever I want or say whatever I want, but it's given, you're given, you know, freedom. The station allowed me to do the show, and it's a real, real great privilege, and I'm always very privileged to just talk to different people. But you're right, the guys at the station, they're always very, very encouraging. They allow you, you know, you get good feedback from time to time, and they're always very encouraging and give you a free hand just to learn and experience the station in its full, which is brilliant.
Tell me this, Patrick. Did you always have an interest in radio?
I've done a little bits and pieces. I did, I lived in Cork for a couple of years and did a wee bit down at Cork Community Radio Station. Did a smaller bit with Dublin South FM maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And then now Near FM. I've always loved the radio. I, even when I'm back home, Donny, I'd always have the radio on in the background. And when I always think about the radio, it's an incredibly, you know, even people, you had a great show today, Donny. You know, even people listening in on your show or any of the shows, radio can be so educational. You can just pick up snippets of information and you can kind of say, oh, gee, that's very interesting and I must find out more than that. So I've always found, like, I suppose when I was growing up, the radio was always on in the background, and I'd still, like, if I was pottering around the house, making dinner or doing household chores, I'd always have the radio on in the background. I just, you know, it's just always been a passion of mine, the radio.
Yeah, and it is an amazing thing as well, Patrick, because I did allude to it previously when I was talking to somebody ages ago, that there is a certain affinity between the Irish people and radio that you don't get anywhere else.
Mm. Yeah, and I think the way the experience, we're going to, I think radio at the moment, it's where good quality radio is very important, because the times we're in at the moment, people are going to be spending a lot of time at home. So it is good. I remember, Donny, I was shadowing Fergus, Fergus does Saturday Sports Show, and I got a phone call from a guy, I think he lived in Rathmines, and this man, he just wanted to say hello to Fergus and give his comment, and he was talking to me, I was chatting away to him, and he was telling me this man was blind, and he was talking about...
Known affectionately as... John, Jimmy Douglas's name, known as John Cooper.
Yeah, yeah, and it was just lovely. And, you know, sometimes when you're in the studio, it can be, you know, you think you're not talking to anyone. So, like, I remember passing that message on to Ferguson, and he said, a smile on his face, and he said, yeah, I know that man, you know. So it is, you can have a connection with people on the radio, which I think is really, really brilliant. And it's probably, it's a medium more so than the television that you can have that connection.
Yeah, it is, and it becomes very personal. And I mean, you develop great friendships as well over it, because you know, over the years doing, like, I do a music program here on a Sunday, and I mean, it never ever ceases to amaze me the amount of people who ring in and text into the program with requests and dedications. It just blows me away every Sunday. I never thought in my wildest dreams that it would take off the way it did. And I see the same with Roger, with his program. I mean, particularly on a Sunday, whatever it is. Now, obviously, I don't see what happens with a lot of the other programs, so, and I presume that they're equally as busy. But it's just, you may never have seen these people. You may only relate to them via text or whatever, but you build up a relationship with them to the extent that you know what they like. So you'll, when you're putting your playlist or your program together, you'll include something that you know that they would like.
Yeah, and it goes back to what I said there, like, you know yourself, Tony, you're in the studio there, particularly it's a hub of activity during the day there. But on a Sunday, you're in the studio. I remember being out in the studio one recording something, and it's very, very quiet, and it's lovely. You do your country program on a Sunday, and it's a lovely thing that you know, you're just not talking to yourself there, that there's people listening in, people are texting in, you know, enjoying the tune. So yeah, no, it is great.
Well, Patrick, it remains for me, or it only remains for me, should I say, to thank you for taking time out to talk to me this morning, this afternoon. Continued success. There's no point in me wishing you success, because you've had that. Continued success would be on the back page for the benefit of the listeners. And I want letters from their parents as to why they haven't been tuning in before. But when can they tune in to listen to you, Patrick?
It's 5 o'clock on Thursday. And just quickly, Donny, this Thursday we hope to do, I know there's an awful lot of Leeds fans in Ireland, so we hope to do a feature on the Leeds manager, Bielsa, very colourful character, and we hope to have an author of a great, great book about Bielsa on the show on Thursday. So Thursday, 5 p.m, we'll be on air this Thursday and every Thursday.
Patrick Donahue, Near FM fame, and of course Beyond the Back Page, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon, Patrick. I know you had to step out to talk to me, so I do appreciate that.
No problem, Tony. Great to talk to you. Talk to you again soon.
Slán is Beannacht. Now, that was Patrick Donahue from Beyond the Back Page, and as he said there, you can tune into him at 5 o'clock every Thursday.